The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Brett Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs. Risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Brett Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Imposter. The Green Hornet strikes again. Brett Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, frowned as he sat in his office listening to the latest news from police headquarters as related to him by Mike Axford.
And I'm telling you, Reed, it wasn't until just a while ago that Sergeant Burke admitted that truck holdup last night was the work of the Green Hornet.
He told you that?
Sure. You see, last night they didn't say anything about it. They figured the papers had been writing the cops too much already for not catching that devil. It was only by a slip of the tongue that Sarge mentioned it to me today.
But how do they know? Why is Burke sure?
The truck driver swears he saw the harness. That's why he's so sure. To my way of thinking.
Hello. Axford? Yes, he's here just a moment. For you, Axford.
Oh, thanks, Lee. Hello? Mike Axford speaking. Oh, it's you, Sarge. What's up? There was? He did? Suffering snakes. Are you sure it was? I know, but are you positive it was? Oh, hold on, Sarge. I just wanted to be sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming down to headquarters right away. Goodbye. Holy crow.
What's happened?
That was Sergeant Burke calling, Reed.
I know that. What did he call about?
Oh, yeah. He says a jewelry store was held up a little while ago down on 10th Street.
Is that so? Did they get the crooks?
No. And it's easy to see why they didn't. Reed, Sarge says that place was robbed by none other than the Green Hornet himself.
Sarge, you've been scouting around for a couple of hours without getting anywheres. Looks like you cops are stumped. That devilish hornet always puts it over on you.
Oh, is that so now? If the Sentinel and the rest of them other papers would cooperate, instead of lambasting the force every time that guy pulls a job, maybe we could get a clue or something that lead us to the hornet.
Say now, how could the papers cooperate with the force in catching the hornet, since you're so smart as to say they ought to?
Well, the Daily Sentinel, for one, could publicize the fact that they're offering $25,000 reward for his capture. It'd be a big help if Reed had headlined it in the morning edition.
I'll take it up with Reed, Sarge. I got a lot of pull with him, you know.
Yeah, I know. You practically run the Sentinel from what you tell him.
Do you want me to tell Reed about printing that reward notice, or don't you?
Sure. Then we'll see what'll happen when the Hornet reads all that publicity. Maybe it'll rile him up enough so that he'll make a slip and give us a line on him. It's about time we got that vicious mug and put him where he belongs.
That evening, two men sat in a long black coupe, which was parked on a byroad just off the main highway leading to the tooling factory on the edge of the city.
That guy ought to be along any minute now, Lou. It's almost 6 o'clock.
Yeah. But how do you know he'll be bringing out the payroll?
You think I'm a dope? I've been tailing him for weeks. Every Thursday afternoon, he goes into the bank and brings out the payroll for Friday morning. Always at the same time.
Maybe he'll have a guard with him.
I made sure he don't. The tooling works is just a small factory. The manager gets the dough and brings it out by himself.
I hope there ain't any slip-ups. Things are going too easy to suit me.
No worry. It's been easy because of my scheme to lay the blame on somebody else for the jobs we've been pulling.
Hey, are we going to wear the mask for this job too, Dave?
Sure. And we better get him on. He'll be along any minute, like I said. Here, put this on.
Okay.
I'll get mine on, too. When that guy sees us, he'll think one of
us... Hey, look, Dave.
There comes a car from town now.
Yeah. That's the one we're waiting for. Get ready to start after him as soon as he passes. Going, Lou.
Okay.
We're in luck. There's no other cars in the highway right now. Step on it. Got him over to the side of the road, so he'll have to stop.
We're almost alongside, Dave. I'll crowd him over. Pull over and stop.
You'll find out, mister.
Your mask. You're the Green Hornet.
That's good guessing, bud. Get out. And be quick about it.
Oh, don't use that gun.
I'll get out.
Keep your gun on this guy while I grab the bag he's got in the back of his car.
Get it. I'm watching.
No. No, you can't take that. I won't let you.
Had to knock him out, Dave.
But we're going anyway. Now I'll get the dough. There it is.
Hurry up, Dave. I think there's a car coming.
Let's fry him out of here fast.
What about the jerk lying there in the road?
Never mind him. Get this crate going, quick.
Good morning, Katie.
I didn't have to look up to see who came in. The slamming door is the sign of Mike Axford.
I meant to give it just a gentle push. I hate it.
Don't ever get rough with it, then. It'd probably fly off the hinges and land right in my lap. Say, did you see the morning edition?
That I did. Reed sure put it on thick about that big reward and all for the capture of the Green Hornet. Of course, he did it because I asked him to, you know.
Oh, of course. Not to mention the phone call he had from Inspector Evans making the same request.
Oh.
Axford, I've been waiting to see you.
Oh, hello, Reed. I was just rushing right in to see you, but
Come along in. I want to talk to you.
Sure, Reed.
Well, did you find out anything more from police headquarters about that payroll robbery last night?
Only what I told you over the phone, Reed. The factory guy swears it was the Green Hornet that did it. Imagine the nerve of that spalpeen doing such a thing while it was still daylight.
He had plenty of nerve, all right.
That fellow that was robbed was lucky he wasn't shot down in cold blood. Seems the Hornet popped him on the back of the head with the gun butt, then left him lying in the road.
Yes, you told me that.
Reed, that Green Hornet's pulling off a one-man crime wave. He's got to be stopped.
Yes, Axford, he has to be stopped. And no one's more anxious to see him stopped than I am.
That afternoon, in a one-room hideout along the waterfront, Dave and Lou were busy making plans for another crime.
The job I have lined up will be our biggest yet.
Yeah? What is it, Dave?
I've been casing the West End Bank. We're going to bust into it tonight.
Yeah, but they got a guard there, ain't they?
So what? At 9 o'clock every night, he opens the side door to take in a night deposit from the nearby theater. We'll be there to follow the guy in. Get it?
Yeah. Good idea. We get the theater money, too.
Right. And plenty besides.
Uh-huh. Listen, Dave. If I'm going to go in with you on the bank job, I want an even split this time.
An even split? Say, what gave you that idea? Don't I do all the figuring and case all the jobs? Don't I?
So what? I take as much risk as you do. And believe me, I'm going to get a 50-50 split this time or I'll...
Oh, you're what, Lughead?
No, wait a minute, Dave. Put down that rod. I didn't mean anything, honest.
Okay, Piker. But don't get any more thoughts like that, see? I do the thinking for us both and get extra pay for it. Remember that.
Okay, forget it. We've got to work together, we've got to get along.
We'll get along. Or else, Lou. Maybe if you play things right tonight, I will toss a couple of bucks more than your share your way. Of course, if you got any notion of double-crossing me tonight, brother, you wish you hadn't.
Look, I said forget it, didn't I? You don't have to threaten me, Dave. We're partners, ain't we?
Sure. But even one partner can warn another, see? I'm going out a while. I'll see you here later.
Okay, Dave. I'll be waiting. So long.
So long, dope.
So I'm a dope, huh? Sure. I am a dope to let him get away with that. Headline screaming for the Green Hornet and Dave taking all the gravy. I'd do as much as him. $25,000 for the Hornet's capture. Man, I wish I could... Holy mackerel, that gives me an idea. Dave ain't really the Hornet. But if the cops caught him with that mask on... Ha! Dave, you sneaking double-crosser. This is one job I'm planning all by myself. And they'll have you where you can't take any of that dough away from me. Ha ha!
Yes, Miss Case?
Mr. Reed, there's a man calling on the phone. He won't say who he is, but he wants to speak to the publisher, and he says it's very important.
Well, connect me with him, Miss Case.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello?
You the publisher of the Sentinel?
Yes.
Now, look, is it on the level about giving all that dough for the Hornet?
Yes, of course. Why?
I got a tip about a job he's going to pull tonight.
Really? Where?
Now, don't rush me, bud. I gotta be sure first that I get the dough if he's caught.
You'll get it if you come in and identify yourself. Provided the Hornet is caught.
Okay. My name's Lou. I'll come in and just say I'm Lou, see?
Right. Now, how about that tip?
The Green Hornet's planning to crank the West End Bank at 9 tonight. Through the side door. You can count on it.
How do you know? How do I... Hello? Hello? Hung up on me. Oh. This has become a personal matter between that crook who's posing as the Hornet and me. I'll be there to bust up his plan and grab him. And I'll call the police. Meanwhile, in a pool room phone booth, Lou was making a second phone call.
I'll call the cops and tip them off. I'll be in $25,000 after they pick up Dave.
Police headquarters. Sergeant Burke speaking.
Hey, look, copper. I got a tip-off on the Hornet for you.
What's that you say?
A tip on the Hornet. He's going to bust into the West End Bank through the side door at 9 o'clock tonight. You better have some of your guys there.
The Green Hornet. Are you sure? Who are you?
Finished, Squealer?
Hey, Dave. Oh, I didn't know you were...
I watched you come in. I listened to them calls you make. Get moving, sucker. I'm holding a gun in my pocket, see?
Yeah, well, where are you taking me, Dave?
Lou, we're going out into the alley. Just me and you. And after I get rid of you, I'll change my plans about that bank job.
No, Dave, listen to me. I didn't...
Shut up, you're moving. When I get through, you won't talk again. Ever.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
Thank you.
Now, back to our story. After receiving the phone call from Lou, Britt Reed went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. The two men were discussing the imposter who was using the name of the Green Hornet to cover his crimes.
Cato, that man must be stopped before he goes any further.
You have planned to catch fake Hornet, perhaps?
Someone phoned the Sentinel this afternoon and gave me a tip that may lead to something.
Tip? You mean it give clue to a man's identity?
Not exactly. He said the Green Hornet was going to commit another crime tonight. A bank robbery at the West End Bank at 9 o'clock.
Oh, what you do, Mr. Britt?
We're going to be at that bank, Cato. I hope he shows up at 9 o'clock.
It's half past 8 now.
Yes, we'd better leave right away. That crook will be in for a surprise when the real Hornet shows up. Come on, Cato.
Hey, Sarge. What's the idea of us standing here in this doorway when the bank's across the street? That Hornet will be
able...
Do you
think I'm dumb, Axford?
Well, now that you asked me outright...
Shut up. I'm not asking you. If you want to know the truth, there's two of my men over in back of the bank, and more planted in the side alley. When that Hornet gets inside, we'll close in on him so he can't make a getaway.
Hey, who's that guy walking toward the bank? See? He's carrying something.
That's the guy from the theater there on the corner. He's going to put in the theater money. He does it every night at this time.
Oh, that's who it is. Then it must be 9 o'clock, Sarge.
It is that. Come on, we'll go on over now. That guy's at the side door.
Yeah, he's ringing the night bell. Look, he's coming around to the front. Maybe the guard's letting him in the front tonight.
That front door can't be opened at night. Maybe something's wrong. Let's hurry.
Cato, it's just about time.
You go around to side door?
No. I'm going to try to get in the back door. I want to be on the inside when the crook gets there.
Back door over there. But it'd not be easy to get it open.
I'll find some way. You wait here. That's strange. This door's unlocked. Well, here goes. I have to use my flashlight. The guard lying just inside the door. Let's see. He's dead.
Don't make a move, Hornet. I got this gun right at your back.
Well, so I've walked into a trap.
Right. And I caught you leaning over the guard you just murdered, too. Keep your hands up and turn around.
Just as you say.
This is one time you won't get away. Jim!
Yeah, here I am.
Step outside and yell for Sarge and the others. He's right out front. Hurry it up.
Okay. You keep him covered.
Don't worry about that. I got a good mind to drill you right here and now, you dirty killer.
Don't rush things on my account.
You sure are the cool one. Hey, Jim. Yell for the Sarge. What's the matter with you?
So sorry. Jim, not feel like yelling right now. Drop a gun, please.
What the... Drop it. That gun in your back might go off.
I've been tricked. I might have expected that from you, but you won't get away with it.
I hate to do this,
yes.
But...
Yes! Oh!
Quick, Cato. We'll make a run for the car. Good thing you followed me. Come on. Where?
Turn a light over there, somebody.
Hey, look. It's one of the old men. And here's another one. Must be the guard.
Great day in the morning. Jim lying outside and these two here. That Hornet's a devil, that he is.
Somebody look after these men here.
Come on, Axford. I'm going to follow that spalpeen till I find him, no matter how long it takes.
Strange guard be dead just inside the back door, Mr. Britt.
The fellow who phoned the Sentinel must have tipped off the police, too. I guess the crook using the Hornet's name heard about the tip-off and came there earlier.
Then he's the one who killed a guard.
Yes, he's a dangerous killer, Cato, and a very clever one. We've got to find him and get him into the hands of the police before the night's over.
I hope police not get us first. They not be easy to lose when alarm gets out.
We'll have to risk it. Turn on the shortwave radio for the police broadcasts.
Yes, sir.
just seen leaving West End Bank. Guard killed. Watch all roads for Hornet car. Repeat. Watch all roads for Green Hornet car.
We'll have to keep to the back streets.
Attention car 33. Attention car 33. Body of murdered man found earlier tonight in alley near Water Street off River Road. Identified as that of underworld character known as Lou. Pick up all suspicious characters in waterfront neighborhood for questioning. That is all.
Cato, now this thing begins to stack up. The man who tipped me off this afternoon gave the name of Lou. That's why he was murdered.
That's possible.
The one who killed him is the one we must find. It's a big risk, Cato, but we're going to the waterfront neighborhood right now. Step on it.
Very dark. Very bad neighborhood, Margaret. Why are we stopping alley here?
The phone call I received this afternoon came from the pool room right in the corner of this alley, Cato. I had the call traced.
This must be alley where man Lou was killed.
Yes. He and the other man probably have a hideout close by.
What do we look for here?
A car, Cato. There aren't many cars in this neighborhood, and no garages. What cars there are have to be parked in the street or alley.
There are no cars out on the street?
That's right. I figured the crook would come back to his hideout, pack up, and make a getaway. If he did come down here, we were only a few minutes behind him.
Man who posed as Hornet said to have black coupe.
Yes. By the light of your flashlight, I see two cars in the alley. And they're both coupes. Let's have a look at them. Oh, this isn't the one. Let's look at that one over there.
What'd you do?
Feeling the hood, Cato. This one's still warm. I'll look inside.
You leave door unlocked.
Yes. That means the owner's coming back soon. Now, let's see. Now, here's something. Look.
Oh, that's a mask he used to pose as a Hornet.
Right. We found our man, Cato. He'll be out soon.
What you do now?
I'll get on the running board near the wall here. It's the right side. He'll get down on the driver's side and won't see me.
But you take a big risk. Maybe
I'll be all right. The window's open. You follow this car. If the police sight us, lose them with the smoke screen and then catch up to us. I'll be needing you by that time.
Wait. Someone's coming. I leave right now.
I sure gotta move fast away from this neighborhood before the cops move in. So good. I'm well on my way, and there's no danger of cops following me. There is a car following back there. I better step on it.
You can stop now, killer. Pull over.
But how did you get on my running board?
Stop and I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, bud. I'll use this gun on you, then I'll jump free. Here goes.
Wait. Wait, I'm stopping. Now, what's all this about? Why are you masked? The real Hornet.
You guessed it. Get out that mask you used. Hurry and put it on.
Oh, why do you want me to wear this
put
now?
Put it on, I said.
Okay.
I see you have the satchel with the bank money in it.
Hey, you ain't gonna grab that. I'll kill
you. Try again, Mug. Better let me try.
No.
That must be Cato. The police will get this Mug with a mask on and the stolen money. His fingerprints should show who he is, I guess. I'll leave a seal for good luck. Now to get in with Cato. Got him, Cato.
Must hurry, Mr. Britt. I lose police with smoke screen, but they come again now.
Get going, Cato, before they see us. Step on it.
Reed, I'm glad to see you ain't in bed yet.
I was just about to get in.
What do you want now?
Sure, I came in to tell you the news, Reed.
Okay, tell me.
Then get to your own room so I can get some sleep.
Well, I got a little disappointing news for you. In a way, that is.
I couldn't be disappointed tonight, Axford. Didn't you phone and say the cops...
No, wait a minute, Reed. I did phone. A little hasty-like, I admit. And say the cops caught the Green Hornet.
Axford, but don't tell me this isn't true.
Reed, it's like this. You see, when we found that car with the mask guy in it, and the bank money and all, Sergeant Olivus was sure he was the Hornet. You see, it was a Hornet mask he wore.
Well?
I took one look, then beat it to the nearest farmhouse to phone. After I got the story in, I went back and found out it wasn't the real Hornet at all. So I had to rush back and phone the Sentinel again.
Wasn't the real Hornet?
No. You see, there was a Hornet seal stuck on the guy's forehead, and he was out cold, gassed. He couldn't have done them things to himself. When he came to, he said the Green Hornet caught up with him and messed him up. The cops come and scared him off, no doubt.
Well, you sure had me keyed up for a while, Axford.
Reed, I'm that sorry for letting you think the Hornet was caught. I know you're disappointed like I'll get out.
Oh, well, I'll get over it, I guess. Somehow, I get a kick out of the fact that the Green Hornet's still to be caught.
Suffering snakes. You'd think you were in cahoots with that Hornet the way you talk, Reed.
Now, Axford, is that any way for you to talk?
go to bed, Reed. You'd sure have to lead a double life to be in cahoots with that devil. And you have all you can do to lead a single life. Ain't I the card, though? Ain't I?
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious.